Here. Here.
Jeff Gabler?
Here.
Dwayne Gibbs?
Here.
Brian Goodwin? Kurt Schlader?
Here.
Brett Horry?
Here.
And Brian Goodwin?
Here.
Okay, next we have the approval of the February 15th, 2024 minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Any discussion? Take a roll call.
All right, so February 2024 meeting minutes, your first motion by Brett Horry, second motion by David Powers. Barbara Black?
Aye.
Dean Valier?
Aye.
David Powers?
Aye.
Eric Dodger?
San Francisco.
Man, he doesn't have his mic on.
That's hard.
Jeff Gabler?
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs?
Aye.
Brian Goodwin?
Aye.
Kevin Clamore?
Aye.
Kurt Schlader?
Aye.
Brett Horry?
Aye.
Next is introduction of general ordinance 01-2024.
Good morning, Madam President, members of the board. This action is to introduce general ordinance 01-2024, which was discussed in a board briefing that you all received. And also, there's a board memo, BP 2024-0301, on today's agenda. There'll be no vote on this ordinance today. This is just simply an introduction. And then next month, if this moves forward, there would be a public hearing and then a vote, if appropriate, at that time. Next slide, please. Just to summarize how we got to this point, a request for proposal process or an RFP process was initiated to select a consultant to study a possible parking grade adjustment for us. We had four respondents, and the IAA contracted with Wanton Group International, or WGI, who is a local parking consultant that has done work at many other airports across the country to analyze parking rates. WGI was asked to review parking rates to the Consumer Price Index and to examine comparable airports' pricing of their parking products, and then to recommend if a parking rate adjustment was viable. The most recent parking rate increase was implemented in January of 2019. Next slide, please. As part of the process, WGI surveyed 8 peer airports to understand their pricing and their parking products. Those airports included Cincinnati, Louisville, Milwaukee, Nashville, Tennessee, and Columbus, Ohio. Next slide, Robert. This is a slide that shows all the airports that were surveyed. This was included in the board brief that you received. But I'd like to call your attention down to the line second from the bottom that's highlighted. That shows the proposed rates for our airport. And we've got another slide that shows that a little bit better. Next slide. This is the recommended rates from WGI. They have recommended a new daily rate of $32, which is a $5 change from our current rate. Take it to 32. Recommended new daily rate for garage self-parkers would increase by $3 to $23. They did not recommend any change to the park and walk lot, which is currently $14 a day, nor any change to the economy lot, which is priced at $9 a day. Next slide. 2023 was a record year for IND with over 9.7 million passengers, an all-time high for passengers traveling through the airport. Also, it was a very busy year for our parking department and our parking products, as Mr. Wilson over here will attest to. I think it's worth noting that the current garage expansion project will be completed over the summer, which will add over 500 new public parking spaces. Staff will continue to analyze projected passenger growth and demand, and will evaluate the next steps for future parking products and services. Our objective at the IAA is always to ensure that customer service levels are maintained and we continue to provide good value for money spent. We feel value for money spent is important to our passengers, and we want to continue. happy to take any questions.
You said when was the last parking meeting?
January of 2019.
And we should vote on this next meeting?
Yes, next meeting. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a public hearing for board memo GP 2024-3-2 Marshalls.
Good morning. As a continuation of the Airport Authority's land use initiative, today we bring forward a transaction for the sale of 2.62 acres. You'll see that's along Washington Street at approximately 8215 West Washington Street. The buyer is Site 3 West LLC, which is a real estate entity that's associated with Evans Development Company, who's a locally owned and established general contractor. Site 3 West LLC is purchasing this to construct their offices and new headquarters. The sales price is $262,000, which has a per acre value of $100,000, which meets and exceeds the two appraisals that are required. The property was originally acquired as part of our noise program in the past, and as such, it's not required to go back through the FAA for a land release, because the goal of the noise program is to find ways to put that land back into compatible use and on the tax roll, which is what this transaction will do today.
Hey.
You'll recall that Eric recently presented, and Jonathan, Eric and Jonathan have talked about the land use initiative, the West Washington Street corridor study, and this meets the spirit of that West Washington Street corridor study. And so with that today, you have the public hearing and the consideration for approval of the sale.
Thank you. I will open the public hearing. Jonathan, have we got any?
We have not.
And any online?
Not at this time.
Okay, and if anyone is virtual and have any comments, please let us know. Anyone in the public have any comments about this? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and next we'll consider.
Okay, so consider for approval the board memo BP 2024-03-02 regarding certain real estate sale agreement with Site 3 West LLC for the sale of land located at 8215 West Washington Street in Indianapolis for a sale amount of $262,000, authorizing IAA staff to complete the sale transaction.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Questions for Marcia?
BP 2024-03-02, your first motion by Ryan Goodwin, second motion by Nancy Powers. Barbara Black?
Aye.
Steve Dillinger?
Aye.
Dana Powers?
Aye.
Lisa Ketchum?
Aye.
Eric Dozier?
Aye.
Jeff Davis?
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs?
Aye.
Ryan Goodwin?
Aye.
Toby McClamore?
He said aye, but he's confused.
Kurt Slater?
Aye.
Brett Forty?
Aye.
Thank you. As for my report, I just want to note that all of the subcommittees on the board have filed their reports and they have been recorded. Next, we will go to BP 2024-0303, Jonathan Lynch.
Madam President, members of the board, I appreciate this opportunity to provide a brief update on the proposed Marriott Westin Hotel in Indianapolis International Airport prior to your consideration of the contract extensions included in the agenda. I want to, with your liberty, may like to highlight two important points in the board paper that you received. First, we believe that, next slide, we believe we have right-sized this project. About 6 months ago, we finally got the entire team on board, CSO as architect, Jill Sexton as the construction manager at risk, and Richmond Partners as the hotel operator. This allowed us to properly plan the programming and physical layout of this hotel. With inflation in the construction market and some expansion in the hotel's programming, amenities, and infrastructure requirements, the estimated cost that we received in early January made the project on time. And the leadership of Barb Blass and Hillary Clamrock, we brought the project cost down from approximately $262 million to about $205 million, including the owner's contingency. And we did that through value engineering and the reduction of construction costs. With your approval, we will be designing and building this project to the budget goal of $195 million. And I apologize, I can't read this, so I'm sure none of you can. This is a big picture summary of the project costs for the hotel. I guess what I want to highlight is the bottom line is that we're at a total price tag of about $205 million in finance, but our goal is to bring this in at $195 million. The difference is really the owner's contingency, but we will be programming, designing, and building this at $195 million, and that's the goal. The second point I would make is that we believe this project is affordable. Next slide. And again, you cannot read this. But what I'd like to specifically highlight is that this is from Piper Sandler. This is a firm, financial analysis firm that you're familiar with and you saw back in May. We are looking at, with a $204, $205 million project, we are looking at a total IAA commitment of approximately $54 million. $40 million of that is an upfront airport cash contribution. The balance is a cash contribution to the debt service reserve fund, which is simply taking money from one pot within our reserves and putting it in another, setting it aside specifically for this airport or for this hotel. And that compares, I think, favorably to a cash contribution of about $26 million that we had talked about back in May. So we have, for your approval today or your consideration, we have the extension of several contracts with the consultant team working on this project. Our next step is to come back to you with a schedule for construction and when we would be able to set a guaranteed maximum price so we know exactly what this project is going to cost. I know Sheila Sexton and the entire team feel pretty confident that we can bring this in at $195 million. But we will be coming back to you with more concrete numbers for the fund for this project. Happy to take any questions.
I have some questions. First of all, thanks for taking the time the other day to spend an hour on the phone with me trying to explain this. How was it determined to reduce what from 262 million to 195? Who determined what to cut out? It hasn't come to the board.
Correct. I think, so as we're developing this, we don't have an ongoing running cost estimate. So we take the input of the operator, the architects, the construction manager, and as this project evolved, it got to a process where it was at $262 million.
And once, that's a one place.
And once we realized that, I think the team understood, well, that's too much. That's probably not financially feasible. That is a point where Barb Blass and Toby Clamrock got involved and said, let's come together and figure out how we can reduce this to a manageable number. And they set a goal of $200 million. And so then we took the steps to figure out how we can bring that in. It's, some of it is changing construction, as in we're eliminating wood beams for the canopy. That's about $600,000. We took out, earlier in the process, we took out a pool. And then later in the process, we took out a water feature. That was a $1 million price tag. We took out a cistern. We were considering a cistern as part of our LEED certification. That's $825,000. We took that out. There was $10 million set aside for the garage passageway on the third floor. We decided that wasn't an important part or essential part of this project, and that's something that the board can consider way down the road. And we also made sure that we're going to abide by Weston standards. There were some there's a lot of interest, and let's make this a really special hotel, and that could take you in a direction that, you know, where it lends itself to some excess. So we feel pretty confident in the numbers that we've come to, and it requires some tough decisions, but I think they're all reasonable, and I don't think any of them detract from what I think is going to be a very special hotel here in Atlanta.
What if the footprint of the change, the building change?
Yeah.
Well, and I don't question what's been reduced. It's probably very valid, but I think it's a board decision, and I don't think it's a committee decision. And we don't have a board committee on this, and I don't know why we don't have a board committee on a hotel that's going to cost over $200 million.
You would be happy to have any and all of you involved in this.
Not the rest of the board deal. Do you not believe that we need a committee? Like I say, I think the recommendations that you have made is probably valid, but I think there are decisions that should be made by the board. They should be brought to the board and agreed upon. How's everybody else?
I would love for there to be a committee. I think it would be great. I think the more people involved, the better.
Anybody else have an opinion?
Sounds good.
I don't think anybody would be opposed to a committee. It makes perfect sense just to do that. And I assume, Barbara, normally you would appoint members and the head of the committee. Maybe we can.
I would appoint anyone who wants to be on this committee. I don't know if there's issues with the forum, but our meetings are really not public. I think the more people involved, the I will say, I take responsibility for part of this. I think as it started, it was like, the sky's the limit, there's no restrictions, you know, on what we're going to have. I'll take responsibility. Then it was like, well, there have to be some restrictions. And I think the building is beautiful to stay in that way. And Weston standards were very high. But some of the stuff that, you know, some of our consultants want us to pay for because they wanted, you got to kind of get some of that.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that. Where I've been involved in hundreds of millions of dollars of big projects, and all of them start out that way. They start out with a want list, and then you cut it down to, first of all, fit your needs, and secondly, make sure it fits in with your finances. I am not as concerned with it being brought down as the way it was brought down.
Well, how about if I have Alex contact all the board members, see who's interested in being on it, and then we can have Jonathan set up the meeting, you know, let them know about the meetings that we're having.
Appreciate it.
I mean, you're not going to want to be at every meeting. That would be 4 hours. But if you could be on the highlight meetings, I think that would be good. I mean, is that right, Jerry? You guys were around the clock. So, but I think all the highlights when all the people are in the room, I think that would be great. Is that something you can do?
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
I feel, and I'll just say this, like when we had the conversation the other day, like I feel comfortable knowing that you and Toby were part of the decisions that were being made. It wasn't just like it blindly happened. But for those that have the expertise in building management and what goes into building a hotel, like I'm one of those people, I trust people that have the expertise in being able to build it. I like to know the high levels and plug in where I can, but that's not my strength. So I will gladly sit back and let the expert do their job.
And Toby, you can join in too. I don't think we really got involved in how we were going to get to that number. All of our staff working on. We just kind of came in and said, this needs to be a more reasonable number. Do you agree with that, Toby?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that we haven't been making decisions other than the fact that it was our strong recommendation that this was just too expensive. I mean, I think that, you know, I think a committee makes a lot of sense. So we have some kind of process for this and authority for the committee. I will say this. I mean, we're in a board meeting right now, right? This is being presented to the board, right? The reason we had these meetings the last few days is so that the board members were up to date.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, we have four or five action items for the board to consider today. So I think a committee makes a lot of sense. So there's no misunderstanding about authority. It also makes sense. We're going to have a committee, I think, so the board is fully informed that we have reports back to the board at every meeting. I think that makes a lot of sense. So we're up to date on the status.
I would just add also, though, I much believe we should have a committee. That's great. But I think what you and Cody have done has been very good. And I also don't think it's the board's role to micromanage the planning and construction of the hotel. So I get it that huge decisions or big material decisions should be run by the board, but I don't know that this board needs to be involved in every $10,000 or $20,000 decision. That seems to me to be ridiculous. And the fact that we've got the consultants involved and the staff, when we do things like the runway and things like that, we don't have every single decision that Jared and his team would make come before the board. We have them in more lump sum fashion. So we need to be careful, at least from my opinion, to strike a balance that way so it doesn't become a board of folks who frankly don't know this area to be building a hotel.
Jeff, I agree. We shouldn't be micromanaging, but it's not a $10,000 or $15,000. It's $7 million. And that is the board decision.
Well, and as Toby said, I think some of that is what we're going to be considering. So, but all I'm suggesting is we need a balance.
No, I agree.
That's all.
Any other comments?
I guess I have a question from a financial perspective. First of all, I think this is great. I think a hotel is going to really help us continue to be one of the best airports in North America. But just from a financial perspective, I guess I'm concerned about how this is going to affect our R&R the next 5 to 10 years, and also how it's going to affect our cash reserves. Is there any?
Reduce the cash reserves by $40 million.
Yeah, I get that. But actually, the other part of it is in reserve, it's a debt service. So we're moving one reserve to another. That does overall reduce
it reduces the $40 million from how much? What is our cash reserve?
I think our cash, our overall cash reserve, our all current profit, but our overall cash reserve for about 500 something days. Yeah. So depends on how you're gonna look at this, but I think you're asking just what's the gross number?
Yeah.
So from about $126 million. So that's operating unrestricted, and that's really where these dollars would be coming
from,
because we already have a capital plan that's funded. And so that is what Toby has asked for, is the October, April 25th Finance and Audit Committee to do that deeper dive into what's the impact. But the target that was being planned to was looking at our financial policies and saying what would be making the hotel a priority, if we're prioritizing with cash into it, what would be a limit to reduce? And that's where the $200 million came from and the $40 million. So that's why
the numbers are a little bit different. Because remember, during the emergency, during COVID, for example, we stopped the capital program.
Yeah.
So that became reserves on that. So we have about 500 days or a little bit more of reserve funds, considering all the debt service and reserves. You only need reserve in case of emergency. And in case of emergency, we'll stop the capital program. Our reserves are a little bit bigger than just liquid reserves.
Correct.
It's $40 million. It will be paid back, right?
According to the formula.
Yeah, this is just growing.
And the revenue works out the end.
Right. From all the financial analysis and how it's accepted, experts think this will be paid back. And that number moves about how quickly it can be paid back.
Even that didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to know what that balance was.
Yeah, no, it's good. But yeah,
I'm sorry, what is the estimate of when this, how long this will take to pay from our profits from now?
If you put that back up.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I thought it was 17 years, but I may be thinking incorrectly. While he's pulling that up.
The projected repayment of airport contributions happens in year 20.
So the things that are before you are to get more certainty in order to make a decision. Because at this point, you either stop or you continue, I'll say, gravely move forward, because at this point, this is a great project. But then the cost of it is one mark, it's one consideration. We already know what we think the hotel's revenue stream will be. Then there will be the financial market. Let's try and do it now. So that's part of what we will be spending, good analysis, trying to make the financial understanding. So you're asking a risk question. That's what we intended to answer that risk question. You're investing today in the risk question. That's cost. We have to fill that out. We have to do the rest of the work to determine that.
We got to issue the bond.
Yeah.
Right now, it has to be asked what the costs are going to be and what the coupon cost.
It's not a linear project. It's very dynamic.
Very fluid.
A lot of different factors are coming into play.
Any other questions for Jonathan before we vote on these, extending these contracts? Okay, you want to start?
Action item number one, consider for approval amendment number 3 to the professional services contract with CSO Inc. Terminal Connected Airport Hotel, Indianapolis International Airport, in an amount not to exceed $4,129,640. Fees and expenses. Supplier diversity participation is NBE 9.82%, CSO Inc., Paul A. Cry, LRLR. WBE participation is 11.02%. Carson Design, Context, and Office Engineering, and DBE participation of 4.31%.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on CSO's contract?
Can you remind me again? I couldn't read the sheet. How much have we paid so far? And I thought there was a cost like that showed how much we paid so far with consultants.
Oh, that we have paid so far.
$3.4 million.
So we have these three or four things. That's our total cost to get to
professional fees. Yes.
Is there other fees that we paid in addition to professional?
No, not beyond what is in just the budget summary that we shared.
Take a roll call.
All right, for BP 2024-03-03, correction item 1. First motion by Jeff Ganger, second motion by Brett Morgan. Carl Clark.
Aye.
Steve Dillinger.
Aye.
Sam Powers.
Aye.
Nikki Ketchum.
Aye.
Aaron Dozier.
He's approved in the chat.
Aye.
Jeff Ganger.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Brian Goodwin.
Aye.
Toby Sarah.
Aye.
Kurt Slater.
Aye.
Brett Morgan.
Aye.
And then on to action item 2.
Consider for approval amendment number 1 to the construction manager's constructor contract with Shield Sexton Company for the Terminal Connected Airport Hotel at the Indianapolis International Airport in an amount not to exceed $1,144,505, including fees and expenses. Supplier diversity participation for pre-construction phase services is NBE 11.88% with Cornerstone Construction Group, Tycor Solutions, and our
any questions on Shield Sexton's contract?
Yes. Can you just clarify what this is paying for in addition? I know it's paying for pre-construction costs, but what is it paying for in addition to that?
There are also two
we've been hired to be operators for the hotel.
That is correct. We do not have.
As long as it.
We do not have a final operating agreement with them. We have them under contract pre-construction tickets.
Any questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
One more chance for discussion? We'll take a roll call.
All right, for BB 2024-03-03, for action item number three. First motion by Janice Catching, second motion by Dwayne Gibbs, Carol Clark.
Aye.
Kate Delger.
Aye.
Ian Power.
Aye.
Janice Catching.
Aye.
Eric Dergen.
Aye.
Jeff Bezos.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Brian Gilvin.
Aye.
Toby Winsamer.
Aye.
Kurt Schlader.
Aye.
Brett Borges.
Aye.
Matt Dwyer, you're the man.
Okay, on to action, our last action item number four.
Consider for approval amendment number two to the professional services contract with Louderbach LLC for the terminal connected airport hotel to Indianapolis International Airport at an hourly rate not to exceed $200,000.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion?
Oh, yeah, just the hourly rate not to exceed, I guess, $200,000. That's a good hourly rate.
He must be an attorney.
And I just might add that the Louderbach group, they are very familiar with the Indianapolis market and do a lot of consulting for Indianapolis hotels. Take a roll call.
All right, for BB 2024-03-03, for action item number four, first motion by Brett Borges, second motion by Toby Winsamer. Carol Clark.
Aye.
Kate Delger.
Aye.
Ian Power.
Aye.
Janice Catching.
Aye.
Eric Dergen.
Aye.
Jeff Bezos.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Brian Goodwin.
Aye.
Toby Winsamer.
Aye.
Kurt Schlader.
Aye.
Brett Borges.
Aye.
Thank you. I want to thank Toby for being on this. I know he's getting ready to catch a flight, so thank you. Next on the agenda is BP 2024-03-04, Jared.
Thank you. Consider for approval and award of contract for corporate under development for construction phase two at the Indianapolis Regional Airport to Dave Amara Contractor Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $1,474,000 plus the 100% construction reserve of $147,400 for a total amount of $1,621,400. Dave Amara was the lowest responsible bidder. Supplier Diversity
Aye.
Jeff Bezos.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Ryan Goodman.
Aye.
Philip Clamore.
Aye.
Chris Slater.
Aye.
Brett Morgan.
Aye.
Madam President, you may begin.
Okay, VP 2024-3-6.
Consider for approval amendment number two with Kimball Moore Associates for pavement monitoring for one runway 5R211 and tax headway delta strengthening capacity enhancement at Louisiana International Airport in a lump sum amount of $177,835 for basic expenses. So some of you may recall that the executive director has a delegation for the runway 5R211 project. And the original contract with Kimball Moore was strictly for the work on the southern parallel. While related to that project, this work, this official scope in this amendment will allow them to do some pavement assessment on the north parallel so that as we move forward into the last phase of construction on the south, we have a thorough understanding and preparation. Out of abundance of transparency with the OSS and business contract for revenue use.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Sorry.
Any discussion? Roll call.
All right, for VP 2024-03-06, you have a first one by Steve Dillinger, second motion by Kurt Slater. Roll call.
Aye.
Steve Dillinger.
Aye.
Amy Powers.
Aye.
Kathy Kent.
Aye.
Eric Dozier.
Aye.
Jeff Bezos.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Ryan Goodman.
Aye.
Philip Clamore.
Aye.
Chris Slater.
Aye.
Brett Morgan.
Aye.
Madam President, you may begin.
Thank you. VP 2024-3-7.
Consider for approval amendment number three with Burns and Donald Engineering for CEP boiler rebuild at the Indianapolis International Airport in an amount not to exceed $40,683. Supplier diversity participation is MDE at 14.26% with CMIE and WDE 33% with advanced engineering consultants. About a month or so ago, the board was provided a written update about the project. The prime contractor vendor omitted some important components in their bid, and so we have ended our contract with that contractor, and this is to repackage the project.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
VP 2024-03-07, you have a first one by Jeff Gaither, second one by Kurt Slater. Roll call.
Aye.
Steve Dillinger.
Aye.
Amy Powers.
Aye.
Kathy Kent.
Aye.
Eric Dozier.
Aye.
Jeff Gaither.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Ryan Goodman.
Aye.
Philip Clamore.
Aye.
Chris Slater.
Aye.
Brett Morgan.
Aye.
Madam President, you may begin.
Okay, VP 2024-3-8.
Consider for approval amendment number three with CHA Consulting for the International Arrivals Building Apron Pavement Rehabilitation at the Indianapolis International Airport in an amount not to exceed $194,121. Supplier diversity participation is MDE at 16.33% with JPOL and CPL Engineering and WBE at 0.9% with Protection Plus and Depot Graphics. This is the next phase of pavement rehabilitation.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
For VP 2024-03-08, you have a first motion by Amy Powers, second motion by Ryan Goodman. Roll call.
Aye.
Steve Dillinger.
Aye.
Amy Powers.
Aye.
Kathy Kent.
Aye.
Eric Dozier.
Aye.
Jeff Bezos.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Ryan Goodman.
Aye.
Philip Clamore.
Aye.
Chris Slater.
Aye.
Brett Morgan.
Aye.
Madam President, you may begin.
Next on the agenda is VP 2024-3-9, Marshall.
Consider for approval amendment award-winning airport that was state-of-the-art and best in class when it opened in 2008. This facility was strategically designed so that we would leave an inspiring impression of all of those who came and continue to come and leave through this, through our great city and state. If you look back at what it cost to build that facility in the mid-2000s, it would be more than five times that amount today. So it is definitely something we want to make sure that we are continuing to take care of. Now that this terminal building is more than 15 years old, elements of our core infrastructure need to be addressed. If you look specifically at restrooms, there's many advancements in the products, materials, and customer expectations of restrooms as folks are flying through airports. Following a competitive process back in April of 2023, the board issued a contract to the Edica Group to create their conceptual designs, and this has been working through the Terminal Optimization Committee, and to develop estimates for a construction budget for a restroom renovation project. The Edica Group and the Design House have done extensive research. They've gone back to there's an airports cooperative research program which has put out a guidebook on best practices for terminal restrooms. In addition, our committee spent several hours speaking with J.D. Power, who does the surveying to understand what drives impressions around the country and around the world of airports, and specifically learn from them. You can directly correlate a survey response and impression of a restroom and its cleanliness to which airports will be considered the best airports. So that correlation is very, very tight, very close. So there's been an iterative process that we've been working through with the design team and with the committee. We've included Keith and his maintenance team, his cleaning folks, the folks that have to take care of these facilities have been at the table and integral as we've gone through various iterations of design concepts. And with that, we had a terminal optimization committee on February 27th where we presented two design concepts. And through that committee, they approved us moving forward with the level two design concept that we would now go to the next phase of design. And that's what this contract amendment relates to today. At this point, the overall estimated construction cost for the level two would be $16 million. And so with that, today's contract amendment would come to the Edica Group for inclusion of design, construction drawings, bidding, and construction administration professional services for the renovation of 28 public restrooms and 15 family restrooms in the terminal, concourses, and the ground transportation center. This amendment represents time and materials-based contract not to exceed the $1.5 million, which would expire in March of 2027. The next iteration of a more detailed design schematic will come back to the Terminal Optimization Committee, so we'll be coming back to them to talk through more detailed designs this summer in our next Terminal Optimization Committee meeting. We anticipate the restroom renovation project would be placed out to bid later this year and hope to bring a contract back to the board to approve by early 2025. And then there would be a phased implementation over the next 3 years. We want to make sure as we phase out the construction that we have the most minimal impact to our passengers, so that would be an important part of the project and the design construction administration, is to do this in a very thoughtful way so as not to impact our passengers, but to ultimately achieve this elevated restroom experience and more modernized infrastructure.
Okay, I'm going to add my two cents here from this because I am on the terminal office. And we got the two, the $10 million and the $16 million renderings. I thought the $10 million were beautiful. I thought they were wonderful. I thought just really modernized and cleaned up and brightened all the restrooms great. To go to the $16 million, I mean, that's $6 million and I just did not think it was worth it. I mean, in my opinion, I just thought the $10 million was great. I mean, you're talking about $6 million, you're talking about real money. And I just wanted to let people know that that's how I feel. I think the $16 million and adding $6 million onto to the great renderings we saw is kind of wasteful. So
can you describe what the difference is in those prices?
Certainly. So there's several items that take you from 10 to 16 million. One, about $1 million will open a curtain wall, so the restrooms on the concourses have no natural light today. As we got into the design, determined there was a curtain wall that was a wall that's actually taking away the natural light. So we have an ability for $1 million to remove that wall and reconfigure the restrooms and put some glazing that would allow natural light. And that was one of the feedback that we got through the J.D. Power research, is anytime you can bring natural light into a space, that's going to elevate the experience. There's about a $900,000 tile upgrade for a wall.
How much was that?
$1 million. There's a $900,000 tile upgrade. So we can bring in large format tile and go on the wall that will reduce the completely significantly reduce the grout lines. So as you think about a cleanliness, so this was Keith's team. If we have fewer grout lines, that will look nicer, stay nicer, be easier to clean for the long haul. This is a reconstruction and renovation that is intended to last for many, many years. So reducing the grout lines, that's about $900,000. One of the other recommendations that came through our J.D. Power and our ACRP, Airports Cooperative Research Program research, is that you want to create some, almost the word distractions, bringing in some curved lines, softening the entrances. So this will bring in a curved entrance to each of the restrooms. And we have many options. So with the design, we have the ability to issue a bidding to have alternatives. So we can have this curved wall that could be made of tile. We can have curved entrances that could be backlit, or we can have a digital wall that's on that curvature as you would enter these restrooms. So again, we can put that into the bid documents to make those alternate. And depending on if we just had a curved wall with tile up to a curved digital wall, that could be anywhere from $160,000 to an additional $800,000 for the LED digital curved wall. About $1.4 million was to reconfigure and right-size some of the restrooms. So we know now that the restrooms that are by the ticket counters are used less than the restrooms in Civic Plaza, but there's a connection between those restrooms. So we would take the dollars and reconfigure so that the restrooms on the Civic Plaza side are larger, because that's where the capacity needs are. And so it's reconfiguring to allow for a greater number of toilets and seats where there are more passengers that would use them. So increasing the fixture counts, and again, softening those entrances with the curved walls. Another upgrade is a $1.9 million sink upgrade that would put a custom fabrication of a continuous sink countertop. That's
like a trough, right?
Yes, like a trough. So you would have a broader sink basin that's built in and installed, versus the other design is a continuous sink basin, but you have to set bowls down in it that are manufactured by someone else. I've learned a lot about restaurants. You can
tell.
I have learned a lot about this, but what Keith's team and the committee talked about is this trough design reduces the amount of space for water to drip onto the countertops. It would be an inclusive design where you would wash your hands, dry, and deposit your paper towel into the trash receptacle, all in one continuous design, reducing the amount of water that would drip on counters or onto the floors. And then the last item is I've given you way more detail than you may want it to be, but a $580,000 toilet partition upgrade. And these toilet partitions are really important for any of us that women that have been in the restrooms out in the concourses and where they've accidentally popped open. So the restroom partitions are really important, and they will also have a designation with red and green, whether it's occupied or open or vacant. So that total $6 million is what you said.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not sure if I must have dozed off or something. I don't know exactly. You had mentioned that you thought the $10 million program was enough. I mean, are we being asked to decide between the two? Is this a recommendation of something of the higher number, even though you were on the committee and were against it? Or where are we with this?
Well, I looked at the minutes, and I didn't see an actual vote, but, so I don't know. That, they were not in the minutes. I thought the $10 million were beautiful and great. I mean, I just thought $6 million is just a crazy number.
So, Marsha, what are you asking us?
So, I guess, but as the board chair, or committee chair, so, I apologize, I guess we should have had an official vote. The thought that I and other members had was that this was simply, we're not committing to spend $16 million. It was just a consensus to get the design and see. I mean, I think there were things in there that certain, that we liked and things we didn't like.
We don't have to do yes or no.
No.
Like the ground thing, I get that for two people. The rest of it, I mean, the curb wall, I don't, for $1 million. It was just my thought. I thought we were being a little wasteful. I'm fiscally conservative. I'm sorry.
So yeah, this is simply designed, so we, just like the hotel, we're getting the design so we can understand what it is, and then we'll proceed, decide if we want to proceed forward. And we don't have to proceed with anything. We can certainly do the 10 million. From a construction standpoint, I just wanted to speak that it is a huge asset to be able to have windows already there. To try to create that would cost us millions of dollars. So the fact that the windows are already there, it is, I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world to utilize the asset we have there that's being used. So from a construction standpoint, that's the thing that I was excited about with this. The other things, you know, I think we can see how the design looks and we can move there. But we certainly don't want to spend $6 million if we don't have.
But Damon, can I ask then, you maybe, or whoever, so if we approve this, these dollars for this design, is not in any way saying that if we chose to do a lesser version of it, that somehow we would then have to spend a bunch more money to do yet another design. It's more like there's 30 things, and we can lop 10 of them off if we wanted to, but we still have to redesign the first 20. Is that where we are with this then?
Yes.
So we're not voting 10 or 16. We're just saying, but we'll look at all.
Continue with the design, and we'll come back to the committee. That's what I said this summer. We'll come back to the committee with some more specificity in the design. And because it's materials-based, and we aren't going to proceed with one or the other without going back.
So, but I do slightly encourage the board with getting people on this newly formed hotel committee. I would encourage board members to attend the next, I assume it's the next term of committee, because at some point, I think we're going to have to come to a point where we have to decide for the windows and the other things. To get to the $16 million, we don't have to decide.
Yeah, there's
but
a few items.
There's going to be a commitment where we either need to decide if we're going to expose the windows or not. Does that make sense? So the other things we can decide not to do, but once you decide to open the windows, that the design is completely different because you're pulling the stuff off the wall.
I feel better. When I thought it was 10 or 16, I was with 10. But we could go with 11, you know, and maybe include some other things. That's just not
so. You need a motion to approve this just to get to the next step, right? So move.
Second.
Any more discussion on that?
Marsha was pretty.
Alex will take a roll.
For GP 2024-03-09, it's first motion by Steve and second motion, I'm going to say my name. Barbara Black?
Aye.
Steve Dozier?
Aye.
James Howard?
Aye.
Steve Kenny?
Aye.
Aaron Dozier?
Aye.
Jeff Gager.
Aye.
Dwayne Gibbs.
Aye.
Ryan Goodwin.
Aye.
And for the record, Toby Montgomery has dropped off. Kurt Schneider.
Aye.
Brett Warmby.
Aye.
Next, we have our executive director, Mario Rodriguez.
Director, members of the board, I've submitted my report in writing, but I'd like to point out a couple of things. Probably read in the newspaper, some of our emails, that's your book, and that's your year with the name of the Metro Board of North America. We had 13 endorsements, one time we lost to the Canadian airport, but it doesn't matter. We've also, something which is even better than that, we've been named one of the best places to work in the year. Which is a incredible testament to the entire board and the HR team. Thank you very much, all of you, for your hard work, and I think the employees, I can speak for the very good workers and the entire team, that we really appreciate everything you've done and all of the support. I also want to point out a couple of folks and embarrass them. The four Valley winners, I'd like you to stand up and get a chance. Jesus Escobar, Peyton Withers, Jonathan Allison,